I'm John Jester, and welcome to your home group. So glad you could join us tonight. We're excited about tonight. Tonight's going to be an interesting topic, and it's one that you sent us in. It's one that you asked for, and so we're going to talk about it and unpack it. But first and foremost, let me kind of set the stage. Here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we are very serious about the integrity of God's Word. Plain and simple, what that means is this. If the Bible says it, we believe that it's absolutely true. So if the Bible says you can have it, you can have it. If the Bible says you can do it, then you can do it. If the Bible says you can be it, then you can become it. And you can become it by using your faith. And we say that all the time. But what does that really mean? Well, using your faith means believing what the Bible says. But the way you use your faith is you say what the Bible says. It's called making confession. Confession simply means to say what has already been said or to say what the Word of God has said. Now, we've had some people make comments in the past that isn't that just lying to yourself? Like the facts don't always line up with what the Bible says is true. So if I say something that's opposite of the facts, am I just lying to myself or am I just putting on to make myself feel better? Well, we're going to unpack that mystery today right here on your home group. And it's what you asked for. I'm joined with some awesome individuals on the couch today. And yeah. Are y'all ready?
We're ready.
I believe it's going to be
It's going to be good.
It's going to be a great one.
It's going to be off the chain.
Well, first of all, let me introduce you to who all's on here. First of all, my lovely wife is here with me, Brittany.
Hey, everyone.
And y'all back by popular demand. Cynthia's here with me.
Yes, I am.
Nanette is here with me. I didn't do but it's Nanette. Nanette is here with me. And Dale Mock is here with me.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah. So let me just ask you guys, have you ever had to deal with someone who looked at you and said, you're confessing something, but that's not what's really going on. It just sounds like a lie to me. Have you ever had to deal with that?
I think everybody
ever
has. I think all of us have.
So what's the difference? Let's just jump right in. What's the difference between telling a lie and making a positive confession?
Good.
I'll do it. Okay. So if we're trying to make this confession, right? Mm-hmm. So if I believe what I am saying is a lie, then I am lying to myself. If I actually believe the Word of God is a lie, right?
Right.
Then I am lying to myself.
Right.
But if I actually believe that the Word of God is true, then I am not lying to myself.
So it has everything to do with what you believe.
So it will go all the way back to Abraham, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So God shows up to Abraham, says, I'm your shield, I'm your buckler. And the next thing he says is, you've never done anything for me. I don't have a child.
Right.
And God stopped him immediately. If you'll read it in the Hebrew context, it'll say, he came to him quickly and loudly and said, no, you will have a child from your own loins.
So he believed that.
After that, he believed that.
And he said that.
And he continued to say, he didn't say, I will be the father of many nations.
Right.
He said, I am the father of many nations because God does not lie.
But a lot of people would say, and I agree with you, right?
Yes.
So we're making a. But a lot of people will say, and I think the reason why many of you wrote this topic in is a lot of people would say, they'd look at the situation and go, now, if you're telling me that I'm rich, but I can't pay my light bill, then the two things don't match. And we've been kind of discipled to say what we see. By the way,
that's true.
I want to make sure that you guys understand that we want you in this discussion. This is not a closed-in discussion, so you can participate. It's better when you participate. So we want to invite you to write in your questions. You can, first of all, you can text them. You can text 682-302-1301. You can text those questions to us. You can comment if you're watching on Facebook or any other form of social media. You can comment right there in the comments, and we'll get those questions. I'm ready. I got my trusty iPad all geared up, and I think it's charged to 100%, y'all.
So hey,
all right.
Listen, you can't wear it out tonight. Or you can email your question. You can email askhomegroup@govictory.com. Ask.com, right? Askhomegroup@govictory.com. All right. So now, where were we? Now that you know that you can participate, back over here.
Well, you just said something about, are you telling a lie when you say something you can't pay your bill?
Right.
Or
right.
something like that.
Right.
Well, okay. So 5 years ago, tomorrow, My husband had a heart attack on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things they said to him in the hospital, the lady came in and she says, well, the first one, we won't talk about what she said. The second one was telling him about medications.
Right.
And she said, I know we're in the Bible Belt and you don't claim this.
That was the first word she
said.
Those
were the first words she said when she sat down.
Wow.
Or with the first lady that came and said, welcome to the world of heart disease and diabetes.
Wow.
Okay. Well, that didn't help anything.
Right, right.
I wasn't in the room when she said that. She came out and I was going in and she meets me and she gives me this barrage of negative stuff. And I just said, ma'am, we will do what the doctor says, whatever you say. Thank you. And I left it. I did not argue with her. Mm-hmm. I already had a plan. Mm-hmm. Then with the other lady came because his sugar was so high and he's going to have to do these shots. And she's telling me, you don't claim it, but you never get rid of diabetes. I said, ma'am, just give us whatever it is we're supposed to take home.
Yes.
Huh. How I left it.
Mm-hmm. You didn't get in an argument.
I had no argument with her because I wasn't going to convince her.
Right, because that was
she
her truth.
She already came in with her truth.
Or her belief.
Her belief.
She had a belief in that
she
area.
She came in with her belief that I know y'all don't want to take this. Mm-hmm. This is this and that. And this is not the Bible Belt. And you know, but, you know, basically, I'm schooled in this.
Here's a question. So she was actually confessing what she believed.
Yes.
And you were confessing what you believed.
Now, a lot of people would call that an argument.
Yeah.
So, but you see, I didn't.
What do you believe? Do you believe the word is truth
mm-hmm.
or not?
Right.
You know, it's what do you believe? The person that's
confessing
it. So when
you're faced with opposition, how did you handle that personality conflict?
In that case, I told her, first of all, he was in that crisis.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it wasn't the time for me to say, we're not going to take medicine. We're not going to this and that. No, he needed that.
Right.
At that time.
Right.
Sure.
So I said, just tell us what you want us to do. And we will go home with whatever it is. And so, of course, he left the hospital with 7 medications. Mm-hmm. He was on a blood thinner. He was on 4 shots of insulin a day and all this, a barrage of other things.
Right.
But he came home and here was the mindset. I don't want to live like this.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I'm not going to live like
this. He made a decision.
Wow. He made a decision mm-hmm. that I don't have to be sick.
Oh, that's good.
No matter what anybody said,
right.
Whatever it is, however I got to this point, we can change it. So he now went and started studying in the natural, which is fine.
So I can hear the questions even before they get tight.
Go ahead.
So should we stop taking medication?
No.
We could not stop taking medication. His sugar was over 400. He could not stop taking medication. He had to take the medication.
Okay.
Because your body is at that point, it's in a crisis.
Yes.
Right.
So now you have to do what the doctor says mm-hmm. to bring you back. But here is where people go wrong with that. They get all the medication, which means I can still eat the cake and I can still eat the pie because I got medication.
Oh, right. See, now you're meddling.
Oh, yeah, I'm meddling. Big time.
Now you're meddling.
Because fast forward 5 years today, he's on no medication,
Amen.
Which they said he would never get off of it. Sugar has never been wrong again.
So,
but had he not come home and made a decision with the word and then in the natural with the food.
So in other words, he got the whole system working.
Hmm.
Spirit.
Yes.
Soul.
Yes.
And body. He kept all three of them moving in the right direction in order to get the results mm-hmm. that he wanted.
Right.
So he changed. He believed different.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He, in the soul realm, he would make a decision. Mm-hmm. And in the natural or body realm, he would act it out.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
mm-hmm.
so when he got that belief in him that this is what I'm going to do, there was power in that.
Yeah. And
there was power in his confessions because it changed not only what he was saying, mm-hmm. but what he was thinking, how he was acting.
The renewed mind.
Everything.
Right.
It changed everything.
So belief produces an action.
Now we need to talk about the renewed mind. We're going to talk about that mm-hmm. in just a second because that leads into one of our first clips, clip number one. Bill Winston actually talks about mm-hmm. the power of confession. But before we go to clip number one, we've got this text in comment. The comment says this: facts can always be changed. Lack, sickness, depression are facts. And we don't deny that, right? Like we don't deny that those
facts exist.
Those mm-hmm. things exist, right?
Right.
But the comment says the word of God will never change. So saying what God says is truth and will always be true. And that never changes. So
that's correct.
We understand that you may currently be experiencing sickness. You may currently be experiencing mm-hmm. lack. We don't deny those things. And a lot of people have said.
But those things are temporal.
Exactly.
And the definition for temporal is changeable.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So all situations are changeable,
right,
with a different truth.
And a lot of people have said, you know, y'all are just denying the facts.
No.
Well, we're not denying the facts, but this comment literally says those things can change,
yes,
but the word of God never changes. We want to hear what you have to say about this. You can text us 682-302-1301. You can email us at askhomegroup@govictory.com, or you can comment right there on social media. I want you guys to see this Bill Winston clip.
Okay.
I think it's going to light a fire.
Yeah.
And we'll get back and we're going to talk about the mindset of making confession. Watch this clip.
There is a law of confession. Every time you can predict what's going to happen. Every time. Now, what has happened? We've not made the connection between what we say and what we get in this life or what we have. Now, you can speak life or you can speak what? Death. We think our words are just sound. We think our words are just noise. They're not. They're spirit. Your spirit is a bag that holds words. And whatever words are in there, when you come under attack, that's what comes out. So demons are waiting on your mouth. They are perched waiting on your conversation. Their job is to get you to loose your tongue. It's to get you to say something that God didn't say. So every belief in me that God was not the author of, he's got plans to root it out. If you can fix your confession in line with the word of God, all your needs will be met.
All your needs. Yeah.
Wow. God's got a plan to root out all of the effects of negative confession if you'll just fix your words in line with what God has been saying.
Yes.
Y'all, we are live right here at the Victory Studios. This is Victory Network, and you can send in your questions. You can text them, text 682-302-1301. You can email them at askhomegroup@govictory.com. Or you can comment right there on social media. I'm telling you, I'm showing my southern roots. You can access. You're going to access, right? We have been joined by Jim Talbot on the set. That's why I said, listen, we're live. And so sometimes we swap people out at the breaks or if we're watching a clip. And welcome, Jim. How you doing?
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you.
I'm good to be here.
Good to have you, man.
It's been exciting.
You're joining an interesting conversation. So let's jump right back into it. We had a text question.
But before you do it.
Before I do it, remember, you said, what is
you're saying a lie or the truth?
Right. Right.
So what would be wrong to say is, I'm not sick. Even when you're sick, everybody can see your nose is running, everything, or you've been to the doctor and they say you have, they diagnose. But then you say, I am not. I'm not sick.
Right. But so you don't speak.
You don't deny.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
The fact. You deny its right to exist.
Amen. That's exactly the point.
That's the difference.
Exactly
the point. That's where it is. This is where confession sounds wrong. Because a lot of people will say, oh, I'm not sick. I'm fighting the symptom. But you go like, healed.
Yes.
Right. See, when you say, I'm healed, you're repeating what God said.
Yes.
You're not saying that you're not sick. You are now saying, I'm healed.
Right. Why are you healed?
I'm healed because the word says I'm healed.
What Jesus Christ did.
Well, I was going to say, do we see any examples of Jesus modeling this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And where? How? What do we see?
Well, remember he had a son that was sick and he came to Jesus and he said, do you believe I can heal your son? You know, I took it to all the disciples. He couldn't do anything with the kid. He's like, well, do you believe? And he said, listen, I'm kind of floundering in my belief. He was honest with the Lord. He said, the boy's sick and my belief is weak. So he said, changed him into a different belief so that the Lord could operate in his life.
Right.
So it was his faith, the Lord's faith, everybody's conjunctive faith that healed the boy.
Right.
So, you know, honesty with the Lord is great.
Well, it was something that Cynthia said that I want to kind of go back to. There is a very fine line between saying I am sick versus and you probably hear this and then people get mad at this, but I actually like it. I'm overcoming sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing. I am is a being statement, right?
Yes. That's right.
God said, tell them I am sent you. That's right. I take that, right? Yes. Yeah. Whereas having a runny nose, that's a temporary condition, right? We got a question. Said this, would you differentiate the name it, claim it gospel from the believe, confess, and take or receive approach? I would think the former is based on faithless words without belief/action, whereas the latter is based on scripture and earnest belief and behavior. So we need to differentiate the name it, claim it gospels versus the believe, confess, and take and receive. Mm-hmm. Britt, what do you think?
That's a good question. Name it, claim it.
Name it, name it.
Well, let me start, and I'm going to give it back to you. Yeah. Let me start.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Name it, claim it was not wrong. It is not wrong. It has been given a wrong title.
That's right.
That's the truth.
That's what it is. It's no different to believe it, receive it.
Exactly.
Name it, claim it.
I was going to say, I don't know if there is a difference.
No, well, name it, claim it. Yeah, you had to go to the other church. You had to be in the other church.
Okay, sorry. Got to go to a different place.
You got to go to a different place. Those churches that tell you, we're not part of that name it, claim it, blab it, grab it bunch.
Right.
But that they were, because they did not know how to confess.
Right.
And they heard people make empty confessions. They were empty because they had no word behind it.
They didn't believe it.
Wow.
They
unbelief,
have to believe it. If you just say it,
so it became this whole thing. The same way that they call us the prosperity gospel.
Now, let me go back. Yeah. And Dale, I'm gonna ask you to, or actually Jim, since he just got here, I need to jump him into the conversation. She said something just a moment ago that really kind of made my ears go up. She said empty confession.
Right.
What is an empty confession? What does that mean? Like, what does it mean that it's empty?
Now, let me say it this way.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, he should ever say to the mountain, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Be thou removed, mm-hmm. Be thou cast into the
That's
sea.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's claiming. Mm-hmm. But then he said, and shall not doubt in his heart.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then he shall have whatsoever he saith.
Right.
A lot of people are saying things.
But not believing. Uh-huh.
But it's not based on what they believe.
Right.
It's based on something they heard somebody else say.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yes.
Until you get the revelation of what you're saying in your spirit man.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's coming out of your heart and not your head.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because Jesus said, shall not doubt in his heart.
Right.
He didn't say nothing about the head.
Huh.
So he said, when it's in your heart and you say it.
Right.
It comes to pass every time.
Uh-huh.
Because, not because I said it. He said, if you do that, you shall have whatsoever you say.
Now, help me out here. Can
it
I
came
have
from the
doubt?
Heart, though.
Right.
So does that mean I can have doubt or second thoughts in my head, but still be in faith because of what's in my heart?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You can have doubt in your head and faith in your heart. Mm-hmm. See, your head can say, you can't go by your head.
No.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go by your heart unless you get the word in it.
Right. Oh, okay. Okay.
Right.
Once you establish the word in your heart and you make a conscious decision that I am going to believe not what I see, I'm going to believe not what somebody else said, I'm going to believe not what I feel, but I'm going to believe the word of God says, for example, by his stripes I'm healed.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Do I feel healed? No. Do I look healed? No. Does my mind say I'm healed?
No.
Da-da-da-da? No. Yeah.
Right.
But the word of God says, correct, I'm healed by his stripes.
That's right.
That's
now,
right.
If I can meditate on that and get it to the point that I know,
right,
and I have faith that that word will back me up.
Right.
So you got to get to that point.
Right.
See, a lot of people are saying it before it's time for them to say it.
Right. So it's not birthing out of their heart.
Come on.
It's birthing out of their thought life.
That's right.
So that would be, I would call that an affirmation. Something that's said with no belief.
Exactly. Right. Britt?
So, you know, the book of James talks about, in James 3, the tongue being such a powerful tool.
Mm. Right.
And it's like a rudder.
Yes.
So you have to be able to speak those words to change your situation.
Hmm.
You have to be able to take authority over whatever it is that the enemy has put on you, mm-hmm. Whatever it is that you're walking through, whether it be poverty, whether it be sickness, mm-hmm. whether it be lack, doubt, mm-hmm. fear. All of those things, you have to use your tongue mm-hmm. to speak into that.
Now,
you have to be able to change your situation with your own mouth. You have to listen within your own self.
Right. That's absolutely right.
I'm going to say something for a second.
Yeah.
So you were talking about the heart, and I've heard a lot of people ask this question.
Uh-huh.
Exactly what is the heart?
Okay, good question.
So explain that, because there's a lot of people that don't know.
Now, you know, Jesus told he told Elijah, not mm-hmm. Elijah, but Joshua, this book of the law should not depart out of your heart. He said, mm-hmm. well, how do you get it in there?
Mm-hmm. Right.
He says, if you meditate day and night.
Right.
And mm-hmm. seek to do. Mm-hmm. Right. There's two things. Meditating on the word. Mm-hmm. And if you look that word up in the Hebrew, mm-hmm. it means to mutter.
Right.
It means to see. You're still saying it, but you're saying it to yourself.
Mm-hmm. So right. mumble it to
it's
yourself.
That's right. You're mumbling it,
so
muttering.
So you're installing it.
You're installing it.
Into your heart.
Into the core. Your heart is the core of you.
Yeah. So hang on. Let me cut y'all off for just a second, because mm-hmm. we have a question.
Okay.
But before we get to this, I'm going to ask you the question, and we're going to actually go to a clip to give you some time to kind of think about this, because this cuts to the heart of what we're talking about. Mm. We're talking about the difference between making confession or lying to yourself. Or we're answering the question, when I make a confession, a positive confession or a Bible-based confession, and the facts don't line up, am I lying to myself or am I just trying to deny the facts, right? So you can text in your questions. We want you to participate. Text 682-302-1301, or you can email askhomegroup@govictory.com. Or if you're watching us on any social media outlet, you can just comment right there on the social media outlet. Our tech team is ready. They're feeding me these questions. This is a phenomenal one. It says this: do you feel that denial of a fact of sickness can become a hindrance to healing, even with positive word-based confession? So if I don't acknowledge the facts of my sickness, can that stop the healing process? Now, before we get there, I want us to take a look at clip number 5, Power of the Tongues. Kenneth and Gloria actually talk about this, and they talk about what you just said, mm-hmm. speaking forth what you want and mm-hmm. seeing that come to pass yeah. by what you say. So I kind of want to use this as a springboard to talk about this, because it's a fair question, right? Like, if I don't say what's going on, mm-hmm. how am I going to tell you what to pray for? So let's roll that clip, and then we're going to come back and talk about it.
Sounds good.
Who redeems your life from destruction? You mean Jesus redeemed my life from destruction. That's exactly what I mean. Now, this benefit needs to be activated. So now, how do you do this? Let's read down into, let's look at that 5th verse, and then we'll come back into that 4th verse again. The 5th verse, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. You notice things are in italics in the King James Bible.
Yeah.
That's not talking about food. It's referring to words. The Hebrew word for thing is word. The Hebrew word for word is thing. They're one and the same. The root is one and the same, because all things were created from and had their
yeah,
root in
right.
the Word
Absolutely.
Of God. Mm-hmm. Now, hold your place there, and let's look in the book of Proverbs in the 18th chapter, Verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
So the power of life and death is in the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Now, we have a very interesting question. The question is this: do you feel that denial of the fact of sickness can become a hindrance to healing, even with a positive faith-based confession? Brittany?
So that's really a complex question. You know, you could read that any other way, any kind of way. I see it almost like if you broke your ankle, say you broke your right ankle, you're not going to go and try to dance a jig on the floor without a cast.
Right.
Because that just doesn't make sense.
Only a jig.
But you can't.
Only a jig.
That's very Alabama. but you could go, you know, and say that I am the healed, that every bone in my body was, you know, Jesus' bones were broken for me, so mine could be healed. You can speak those things over yourself as you allow your body to heal. But you know what? There is supernatural healing for you. Yes. It could be overnight. It could be within 2 weeks. If the doctor told you it was going to take 8 weeks, it could take 2 weeks. That in itself is a miracle because you're speaking into your situation.
Huh. This is what, this is, I'll give you an example of that. You're talking about a broken leg or a broken arm. So I run a skill saw across my leg, putting a deck in.
I'm sorry, say what?
I ran a skill saw across my leg. So I got a 6-inch gash in my leg. So I'm looking at, you know, inside my leg, right?
Ouch. Wow.
So, you know the first words that came to me?
Ouch.
It wasn't, well, you know, it really didn't hurt. It kind of felt like a bee sting. It happened so quick.
Yeah, you don't
right?
feel it.
So the first words that came to me was, your body starts to heal as soon as it gets hurt. Mm. That was the first, that was my first thought.
Wow.
I wasn't thinking about being damaged.
Mm-hmm.
I was meditating. Well, this is the word of the Lord to me, right?
Yeah.
I am starting to heal now.
Your focus wasn't on the damage.
What did I do? I got a tourniquet wrapped around my leg.
Sure. Right.
Got in the car. My wife took me to the hospital, and they did triage on my leg.
Right. But Dale, isn't that the key though? Like you didn't look at it and go, okay, that cut doesn't exist, so I'm not going to do anything about it.
No, that wasn't the case.
Right.
No, the case was.
But see, I don't think it's that. Okay, so I have two things. Like a week ago,
right?
Like right on my birthday. Remember when I was here last? Y'all didn't say happy birthday.
I know.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Cynthia.
Thank you. Okay.
You want to sing?
I stubbed my toe, and I mean, I've never done this. I went in the room, should have turned the light on, and I hit my toe. I heard it crack.
Right.
And I hollered. That was the initial.
Right.
Then the pain hit, and I really But you know what I said first? What? You're not broken. You're not broken.
Right.
Right.
But and it didn't discolor because I went and quickly did something.
So were you denying
that? But I did not deny because I am limping.
Right.
I was limping. Right. I am still wearing sandals because I can't put on the shoe.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But I spoke to it and said, you're not broke.
What are you
now,
doing?
It's getting better, and I heard it crack. So I said, might be a little bit fractured, but you're not broken.
Right.
I'm not having a broken toe here.
Right.
And just immediately prayed over it. But that didn't make the pain subside.
Right.
I was hurting, probably up to today. The girls prayed over me, and it's actually going back the other way. But you don't deny. Okay, so those are obvious things, like the cut.
Yeah.
Right. Or a broken ankle.
Right.
But now when it is that you get a doctor's diagnosis.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
And the doctor says you have breast cancer. Now you've got to go to church and you've got to have somebody pray about it.
Right.
With you.
Right.
Agree with you.
Right.
So what your steps are, first of all, you're not going to say, well, I don't have it. I don't have nothing.
No.
Well, you got something. And we got to get rid of it with the word.
Right. Right. That's exactly the point.
That's the point. You got to get rid of it because you will hinder yourself. Mm-hmm. You're going to hinder your healing if you try to pretend that it doesn't exist.
Right.
But you're not to go run around and tell everybody.
Right. You
because everybody is not going to believe with you.
But don't we
Right. And everybody's going to have different opinions.
Too many.
Different opinions.
We find that pattern in the word, though, right?
Yeah,
like lepers would say unclean, right? And Jesus still healed them, even though. Everybody else is thinking unclean means you're doomed, right? Mm-hmm. But Jesus still intervened.
Right.
So we find that pattern in the word. I got an interesting question for you guys.
Right.
This is y'all are good tonight.
Y'all get ready. I know y'all are really good. I want you to keep doing good too. You can text them 682-302-1301, email askhomegroup@govictory.com, or you can comment right there on social media. And I am almost positive that this had to be, well, no, it tells me it's a text question. And listen, if there's a spring off of this,
good.
Like if this jogs something in you and you have a question that you want us to deal with and devote a show to dealing with it, let us know that too. Right. Comment, write us, email us, you know, text us, let us know, hey, this would be a great show. Or I'd watch this. Even more importantly, I'd tell my friends to watch this.
I'd share this.
Now watch this. Okay, so we're going to deal with this. This is a text question, anonymous, of course. What do you do when you believe and your wife doesn't?
You got to still believe for yourself.
You still got to believe for yourself. And you know, and then another thing I do, like there's a situation that me and my husband was, you know, okay, for a baby. We wanted a baby. And for a while, he wasn't, I was really believing for one, but he wasn't to that place yet.
Right.
Where he wanted one. Mm-hmm. And so I just kept praying about it. I kept speaking about it. I kept getting the word, reading the scriptures on it and the promises that God has for me on it. Uh-huh. And I would just, all I did was just say, Lord, I just ask you to just work with him on it. Uh-huh, if right. this is your will as well, because you put this in my heart to right. want this, mm-hmm. this desire so strongly. So therefore, I just ask you to speak to him about it. And then he started just coming right along with me.
So I'm going to help this brother out. I mean, he says, what do you do when your wife doesn't believe? So I'm going to assume it's a brother. Mm-hmm. I'm going to help this brother out, right? What about when we're sitting and we're talking and I'm confessing what mm-hmm. I'm believing for? Mm-hmm. But my wife is not anywhere near on the same page right. and it's causing an argument in my house. Mm. What do I do then? Like, do I stick with my confession? But the Bible says that hell hath no wrath.
Right. Right.
You know, I'm just saying, I want to keep a good home. Happy wife, happy life.
But it's the same thing that I did at the hospital. I didn't want to have an argument with right. the nurse or with the other lady.
Same thing. Right. Yeah.
But that didn't change what I was believing.
I noticed so all the dudes are silent.
He was going to talk, but you know what happens when Dale talks. It gets very complicated. So I figured, let me get in here first before Dale. But you go ahead and you believe. I mean, even with that whole situation with my husband, there were people that started sending me scriptures. I didn't ask for their scripture.
Huh.
I had one. Mm. God gave me one.
Right.
So I couldn't take my focus and go here and go there. I'm right. glad you gave me scripture. Thanks so much. Delete. Okay, now we're going back to exactly what God gave me.
A rhema
that
word.
That was my rhema word.
Yeah.
And even though all these other ones were good, and everybody's asking, so how's this and how's this? You wouldn't believe some of the questions that we got. Yeah. But anyway, how's this happening? How's the ticker? I mean, oh my gosh, really, people? But I stayed with that word.
Tell
we
me that
stayed
works.
With
tell
that me, confession.
Tell me that word.
Tell you that word.
It was about peace, wasn't it?
Yes, Philippians 4:7. The peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your heart.
There you go.
Peace will keep your heart.
Word.
That was a rhema word
yes,
for
that
me
was a
that day.
Word.
Right.
For you, Jim, what do you think about this
well,
situation?
It depends on the issue.
Okay. Mm.
Is it a family issue? Is it a husband and wife issue? Or is it a you issue?
Right.
Oh. All right. That's a,
okay.
That's
so if I'm believing for a new set of golf clubs, then I can keep confessing for my golf clubs and it ain't got nothing to do with whether or not that I'm doing right. that or nothing. But I'm just saying.
Well, you know, yeah, you get into partnership.
Right.
Okay. If you're going to play golf and ignore your wife and be out all the time, she's got something to say about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm.
But if it has to do with your body, for example. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, my wife, okay, she's a faith person, but if I'm overcoming and she doesn't believe it, mm-hmm. I really don't care. Mm-hmm. Because it's based on what I believe in the word, mm-hmm. right. you see. Now,
that's different than partnership.
The marriage is an opportunity mm-hmm. to exert more power.
Mm.
Because the Bible says one can put 1,000, two can put 2,000.
Yes.
Now, there's no other form of agreement today uh-huh. that is more powerful than the agreement of a husband and a wife.
In the earth.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yes. Because they
right.
become one. Uh-huh. Jesus says that those two become one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's the closest relationship to one that you're going to have.
Right. Mm.
Now, if you can learn to walk together in agreement.
Right.
Like Brother Kenneth and Brother Gloria.
Mm-hmm. Sister
look
Gloria.
Sister Gloria.
Yeah.
Forgive me. But look at what they are accomplishing right. for the body of Christ.
Yes. Right.
That's
yes.
absolutely
yes.
They've come into agreement.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's an example
yes.
of a husband and wife coming into agreement doing
yes.
powerful, great and mighty things.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not just for them.
Right.
God put them there for us as an example.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But we've got to come into agreement. We got to walk in love mm-hmm. and not in the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And once we do that, we will have more power than what we'll have on our own.
That's right. absolutely
right. Having said that, if it has to do with me and my body or something that doesn't really involve her mm-hmm. relative to my healing.
Sure.
If she doesn't agree with me, it's not the issue. The issue is, do I agree with what the word says?
Hmm.
That's the first thing we need to come into agreement with is the word of God.
Yes.
That's interesting. So here, I have a question. Actually, we got a couple questions. So we're going to try to get to these before we go off the air. Jordan, this is your question. Thank you for your question. Anybody else wants to send us a question, you can text us. Text 682-302-1301 or email us at askhomegroup@govictory.com, or you can just comment on any of the social media outlets where you're watching this. Jordan, thank you so much. Jordan says this: what is the right mindset to have Mark 11:23? It says, believe you have received it and it will be yours. So is there a difference between saying I have something now versus I'll have it at a given date, XYZ date, or
faith
I have
is
it
now.
Faith is now.
Faith is now.
And I have a tendency to believe with you, to agree with you, right? Like, if it says I have it now, then I have it now, right?
Well, Abraham said, I am now the father of many nations. And he had never had a kid, right? But he didn't say, I'm going to be the father of many nations, right? He said, I am the father of many nations. It's in me.
Right, but Dale, if I'm believing for a Cadillac and I drive a Nissan, I can't say the Nissan is a Cadillac, can I?
Well, I wouldn't do that. No, that would be... No, of course it isn't a Cadillac.
Right.
Say, but I... My Cadillac...
Stop laughing at my Nissan.
Right? I have a Cadillac in me.
Right.
Yes.
Right? You're an inside.
So I don't need to...
You produce it from
your car. So I don't need to... I don't need to say that that's a Cadillac to say that I have a Cadillac.
No, remember, we're inside out people, not outside in people. So you birth these things from your heart into the outside world,
that's just right.
Like you do a child.
Yeah, I think you have to make room for it.
Yeah.
You have to make room for the thing that you believe
that's
for.
That's the action.
It right now, and you take the steps for that thing right now. I'm thinking about, we're in the process of building a house.
Good.
So if we're going to believe for something, we're going to put our things in that right now.
That's true.
Before we even lay the foundation, I'm calling in my debt-free house right now.
You live in
and we're taking the steps to do that.
Right.
We're taking the steps to be able to use wisdom to be able to do that.
So here's the thing. You're looking at everything from the victory side. So you're going to the future.
So explain the difference
standing
between
in the future
looking at it from the victory side versus anything else. Like, how do I know that if I'm on the victory side, like, how do I know, tell the difference? How can I tell the difference?
Okay, here's an example. The word says, on earth as it is in heaven, right? In heaven, you're in victory all the time. In heaven, you're in joy. In heaven, you don't have financial issues. In heaven, you don't have sickness. So if he says, in earth as it is in heaven, you go from that victory end. I have this because that's what Jesus already did. I'm in that victory.
I know when I have something.
You look at that vision. Yeah. You know, there's vision so popular, right? Right now, everybody's talking about their vision boards, their goals.
Yeah, we're coming up on 2020.
Where are they looking at? They're looking at that victory. They're looking at that future.
That's right.
Now, this goes right to what Edith sent us in. Edith, thank you so much for your comment. She says this, or actually it's a question / comment. She says, as a pilot, my husband always says that just as the law of gravity is superseded by the law of lift, so are facts superseded by the word of God. Now, is that what you're saying? Like, I can see the facts, but I can also see the victory
side.
See the victory,
yes. Right. Yes.
So
you
I
keep your eye on that.
The victory side?
So, right. And that's why when you get it down in your spirit, that word, when you get that rhema word down in you, and that's what you start speaking, and you're keeping your eye on that victory instead of what is right here, you know, the devil's going, it's right here.
Right,
you're keeping your eye on that. Then by the power of your words, you start making change.
Wow. So you start making change by the power of your words. Why? Well, because you believe what you say more than you believe what anybody else says, right? Because
that's
you hear yourself on the inside rather than on the outside.
Yeah.
Creflo Dollar talks about this in one of our clips. Creflo Dollar talks about the difference between the inner ear and the outer ear. Let's take a look at that.
Now we understand that by speaking the word of God, it's one thing for me to say it, but it is most powerful when you say it. The reason why it's more powerful for you to say it about your circumstances than for you to have, for you to hear it said with your outer ear. Remember the other night or whenever we were talking about the fact that you have two sets of ears. You have an outer ear and you have an inner ear. You are hearing me right now with your outer ear. I am hearing me with my inner ear. It sounds different. If you were to record yourself saying something, once you hear it, the recording, you would have to hear it with your outer ear. But while you were saying it, you heard it with your inner ear. Now, it is so important that whoever needs the results, they have to get a hold of it for themselves, and they got to begin to say it. It's one thing for me to get all thrilled about ministering the word of faith to somebody that's sick. But it's another thing, and it's a very powerful thing for the person who's sick to say it. See, you can't override somebody's faith unless they get a hold of it and begin to open their mouth and begin to hear that word going in and to put that word on the inside of their heart. Then they just won't, you know, it's not going to work just by hearing you say it. In other words, you've got to get a personal investment you make into your own situations in life. Now, we've heard a lot of things about confession. And for the most part, a whole lot of the confessing we do in the beginning, probably not really doing anything except pouring some stuff in your heart.
Right. So I love that when he talks about the inner ear versus the outer ear. And it's you. You have to invest in your own words, not just what you say, but what you hear yourself say. I've learned more by listening to myself preach, because it wasn't just because I said something that was really cool. It was because it came out of my mouth, but it was God, but I heard it not out here. Right. I heard it inside here. We have a text in testimony, and I want to read this. I think this is phenomenal. She says this: I fell in the middle of the street after getting off the bus. As I was going down, I spoke, "Is this really happening? No broken bones in the name of Jesus." She landed on her left knee, her elbows, and her hands. So this lady landed on the concrete, like on the street, on her left knee, her elbow, and her hand, all of her body weight, right? She says, "I got up quickly and caught my next bus. Glory to God, no broken bones or any damage in my hands, as I'm a licensed massage therapist and I was on my way to the office. Glory to God for KCM teaching me how important my words are." Thank you so much for listening and being a part of this ministry. We're so delighted to be a part of that testimony. That's phenomenal. Now, we do have a question. Erica, thank you for your question. We've got about 16 minutes left and you still got time. So you can text us your question. Text 682-302-1301, or you can email askhomegroup@govictory.com, or you can comment right there on social media and we'll try our best to get to your questions. This is a mom that needs some help, so we need to help her, y'all. She says this: can a mother speak healing for her 7-year-old child even without the child believing?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And I want to speak into that, because when I was a kid, I had asthma really, really bad. And I used to have to get on breathing machines. I had an aunt that was a doctor, and they'd come over and do breathing treatments, things like that. And so when I'd have them real bad in the middle of the night, my mom would come in the room and she'd just open the Bible up and she would just spend time just praying and just speaking the word over me and just reading it over me and reading it over me. And then... And that was, you know, she was just feeding my faith is what she was doing. And she was believing in faith I'd receive my healing and all that. But it got to the point after, you know, it was a couple of years, whatever, but after a point, it got in me so much that one day at church, I decided I'm going to the front and I'm receiving my healing for that and I'm never going to have it again.
Right.
And I walked down to the front. I had them pray for me. It wasn't any special service or anything, but I had determined in my heart, because my mom had put that and read that over me so many times. And I went down, received the healing, and I've been fine ever since.
Wow. Now, isn't there a certain age where you get to, as a child, where it becomes your faith and not your parents' faith? But up until that time, children had to be taught, right? Like,
Exactly right.
In that area, I would say that is jurisdiction. We have jurisdiction over our children's lives.
Yeah, what do you mean by jurisdiction?
We have the right to speak into their lives. Me personally, you know, I wasn't serving God at 17, 18, that, in that era. Well, mom and dad, they still had jurisdiction. So I'd come home and they'd say, "Did this, this, and this happen tonight?" I'm like, "Sure did." And they're like, "You know why it happened?" I'm like, they said, "Because we are praying."
Wow.
So they would turn my path. So when somebody asks you to pray for them, they're saying, "Hey, I'm going to give you some jurisdiction in my life."
Yeah.
So even when your kids are 35 or a total stranger or somebody at church says, will you pray with me? They're actually opening the door and giving you some jurisdiction.
Really
it's like,
good.
Hey, will you come over and bake me a cake? Mm-hmm. Well, then they've given you jurisdiction to their kitchen,
you have the ability
to their
to
oven.
Speak into
they're, they're asking you to come alongside.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we have another question from Michael. Thank you, Michael, for your question. Michael says this, and let me make this a little bit bigger so I can get all of it. He says this, what's the difference in confessing my symptoms to the doctor and confessing what I'm dealing with to my friends? Cynthia, what do you think?
The difference to confessing to the doctor yourself.
Like if I go to the doctor and I say, well, I've been dealing with these
symptoms.
This,
this, and this.
Right. Versus I'm
talking to my friends. Is that a statement or is that a confession?
So That's a statement.
Right.
So you're telling the doctor something so that you now know how to deal with it. Now, why you're telling all your friends, I don't know. But, you know, because everybody don't need to know.
Right.
But everybody's what if somebody come up, I'm just going to add to this. Like,
go ahead.
You know, when you're let's say you were saying you're sniffling or whatever, or I'm dealing with this right now. What's the difference in saying that to them, I guess is the question,
okay.
right? And then and then telling the doctor this is what I'm dealing with.
And that comes with his answer with I'm overcoming.
Yeah.
So that means I'm not operating in fear.
No. Right.
When by stating the facts, right?
Like
we also don't want to be afraid of facts.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We don't want to be afraid to say what the facts are and to outline them.
Right. You say the facts for a purpose.
Jim, I got an interesting question and I'm interested in you answering this. Somebody's believing for a car.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to, you know, they're believing what the word says about them having a car. Give me some simple steps in doing that, like in terms of confession. What should I be saying? What should I be doing? Just make it simple for somebody that's watching us that says, I need a car.
Yeah. Well, the first thing you need to do is get a scripture.
Uh-huh.
Find the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's relative to what you're believing for.
Right.
Once you do that, you meditate on that word. Until it gets in your spirit, man. But before you do that, you decide what you want from God.
Mm.
You make a decision. You decide what you want from God. Mm-hmm. You can be specific with God.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You can
likes
say
that
color.
Better,
he does.
He?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why,
yeah.
You say, why does he like that better? Because it proves him more.
Mm.
Okay.
That's good.
Remember when, who was it, the prophet, when he put water on everything and
Elijah,
right?
Prophets of
yeah, and so he made it very difficult.
Yes,
That shows God is real,
right?
See?
Yeah.
So you can be very specific. You don't have to be vague about it. You can be very specific.
Uh-huh.
Find a scripture that promises you what you're believing for, whether it's a car or what have you. There's scriptures that covers that.
Yeah. It'll work.
Once you find that scripture, meditate on that word until it becomes.
Now, you said earlier, meditate means to mumble.
Me to mumble.
So that means I need to say it, right?
Like
I'm saying it, whether it's to me or somebody else.
You're not really speaking it out. You're speaking it inside. You're speaking it to yourself. But it's coming out of your mouth, but you're mumbling it. You're thinking about it.
See, you're talking to your heart.
Yeah. And people think, you know, well, you can't think. You know, no, God gave you a brain.
Right.
You know? The Bible tells you what to think on.
Right.
Just think on these things. It doesn't say, don't use your mind.
Right.
So you got to think on the right thing. Once you're spirit man is convinced that you have it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And your mind agrees with what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get to the point where you know that you know that you know. And it doesn't matter how it looks.
Wow.
Now, let me just touch on something that kind of let pass. I pray for people, you know, friends of mine would have you. I used to pray for them all the time when they get sick. I noticed that the first couple of times I prayed for them, I don't care what the situation was, they would almost get healed instantly. That same person would come back maybe a month later, a year later, whatever, with a similar or a less situation.
Uh-huh.
I would pray the same thing and it wouldn't work as well.
Huh.
There's a period of accountability.
Right.
Time you have to grow
up.
Yep. Come on.
Yep. You see, so then I heard Dad Hagen say that he used to carry Aretha on his faith.
Right.
Uh-huh.
He carried her on his faith for a long time.
Uh-huh.
But after a while, his faith wouldn't cover her.
Right.
Huh.
And she got deathly sick.
Uh-huh.
Hagen tried to pray for her, and the Lord said, no, I'm expecting her to use her faith.
Yeah. Okay.
She started developing her faith, and she became very powerful in the Word of God.
Right.
So God expects us to grow up.
Right.
You see?
Right.
He didn't expect us to stay babies. But that's not an age thing. That has something to do with
Here's now, what about direction? He asked for some steps. What about direction on getting a car? Can the Lord give you direction on how to achieve the car?
Absolutely.
You believe that you have it, but he can. We've done this with houses.
Yes.
Jill will name exactly what she wants, mm-hmm. right? And I go, God, this is $250,000 for this house.
Yeah.
And he'll go, when she finds that house for this price, that will be the house.
So it gave you specific
then
direction.
It gave me faith.
It's really good.
It gave me faith. I'm like, this is the number? Right. He's like, this is the number. So when she found the house that she wanted, right, and the guy wanted more, I offered him that number. Now, guess what happened? I got that house.
Now, I don't mean to cut y'all off. See, this is great. I want to buy the CD set. This is potential. But we're almost in the lightning round, but I really want us to catch this clip by Bill Winston where he talks about by your words you're justified or by your words you're condemned, because I think it goes right along with what you were saying. Once you find that scripture and you believe it, that you make that confession, and by your words, you are justified in that thing, or you can say something totally opposite and get the opposite results. Let's roll that clip. Clip number three, Bill Winston.
Now, let's go on down to the next verse, verse 36. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Now, this judgment, don't look at it as the end of the age and we all stand before the judgment seat of Christ and get rewarded for the things that we've done in this earth and so forth. That is a type of judgment. But again, I think this particular judgment also includes the things that you say on a daily basis that you are reaping the judgment of what you say. Okay? All right. Now, let's go on down, because this is the clincher. Verse 37. For by thy words thou shalt be what? Justified. And by thy words thou shalt be what? Condemned. Now, it says thou, but it means your. By your words, you're going to be justified. And by your words, you're going to be condemned. Now, the word justified there means be made free or to be acquitted. Somebody has a trial and they're acquitted. They're made free. But by thy words, thou shalt be condemned. Condemned means to be put in bondage or to be sentenced. So by thy words, your words.
So by your words, you are justified or acquitted, yes. and by your words, you can be condemned or
bound,
sentenced.
Yes.
Wow, that's a big statement, and it forces you to realize your power in your own deliverance and your own freedom.
And why things are happening in your life.
And that's absolutely right. All right, so we've got a little bit of the lightning round here. We've got three questions that we've got to deal with in just a little bit of time. So I'm gonna throw these out here. Let's hit them quick. Question we have is this: is a seizure a demon attack or harassment by a demon? Can a Christian be oppressed by a demon? Not necessarily the topic, but they want to know.
You can be oppressed. Yeah. You're not possessed. You can be oppressed. Mm-hmm. A demon, is a seizure a demon? It can be, and it can be a chemical imbalance.
Right. It can be medical.
There's all kinds of different, the lack of fat in the brain, whatever. There's a lot of different things.
So we don't need to pigeonhole that one.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We will cover both of them.
That's right. Well, I'm glad you're talking. Jim, I'm a business owner, and I want a fun kingdom business. How can we use confession where business is concerned in order for it to prosper?
Which you have to realize, in business, the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When you start confessing things, you need to be open to the Holy Spirit, and He will tell you where to go, what to do, and how to do it, and He will bring things to you that will cause you to have the business that you need to accomplish what you want to accomplish. But you got to get it in your faith, your spirit first. You got to get the word on it first, mm-hmm. and then start walking it out by the direction of the Holy Spirit.
Wow. All right. Go ahead.
So quick. We've said tonight is he's talked about meditation, getting that word in.
Right.
From God you talked about.
Right.
I can tell you two people really quickly, young ladies that were in my church years ago. One, she died. last words were, "I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus," because it was empty. She flew right down here, came to the Believers' Convention, and when one of the ministers came to pray, she said, "No, I want so-and-so." So where was her faith? Her faith wasn't in what the Word was saying. Her faith was in this particular person is going to pray over me, and I'm going to get better. So she didn't. The other girl, 25 years old, cancer, small children. She walks into church at night. She's on crutches. They start praying for her. She throws the crutches down. She's walking. She looks fine. Looks things are turned. She went outside in her car with her sister-in-law and said, "When I die, take care of my kids."
Wow.
Wow.
So what was in her heart?
Wow.
Death.
All right. There. So we had another text in question from Emily. Thank you so much, Emily. Can you please explain the difference between confession and vain repetition? Confession is all about lining up with what the Word of God says. Vain repetition can be anything. I can vainly repeat that the bus is coming, but that has nothing to do with what the Word says. Amen. When I say what the Word says, I get what the Word says.
That's right.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I want to devote some time to this real quick. Carmel says this: "I have a 6-month-old baby who was born with a brain malformation, and he is not doing much for his age. I am praying and believing for a miracle, but I have been praying since he was born, and he's now 6 months old, and now 6 months has passed. How do I keep on my faith, or how do I keep my faith strong in a situation like
that?" You don't grow weary in well-doing.
That's right. Keep feeding your faith.
You don't grow weary in well-doing. And Isaiah 46:10 says, declaring the end result from the beginning.
Wow. Which is what I was taking, the vision of the future.
Along those lines. I went to a pheasant hunt with a friend of mine.
Got to go quick.
He's playing for the Minnesota Vikings. Anyway, we're out and we finished the hunt. And I noticed they were talking about, they're looking at me and talking, what have you. So when I got up there, because we went to school together, he knew I prayed for the sick. He said, they used to call me Chili. He said, "Chili, can you pray for this lady's daughter? She just had a baby yesterday, and it was premature, and the doctor says the baby has 1 day to live." Mm-hmm. Pray for the baby in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of God is power. Yeah. So when I start quoting the scriptures, I told Archery, his name was, played with Cleveland Browns. I said, "Give me their email. I'll send them the scriptures, okay? Right. So they can meditate on them, stand in faith."
Right.
He didn't do it. However, they recorded my prayer. And the husband wasn't there. Uh-huh. And I heard later on that they would listen to that prayer 2 or 3 times a day.
Wow, that the baby
healed? So they were sowing that into
their
hearts,
this was December of 2018.
Got about 90
seconds. The baby is heavy and living well now.
Amen. I believe that for Carmel. Carmel, let me pray for you. Yes. Yes. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we speak life over this baby. We are standing. We come into agreement with Carmel that this baby will live and not die.
That's right.
And declare the works of the Lord. And we say that that malformation is reversed. Yes. I come into agreement with that. It's reversed in the name of Jesus. And development is coming to your child in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you so much
for
those who are watching us. If they're dealing with anything, sickness, financial issues, marriage issues, we declare the end from the beginning, that they are victorious, living in the victory, God, and every weapon from the enemy will not prosper. In Jesus' name. Y'all agree with that?
Say amen. Yes, we do. Amen.
Amen. All right, listen, next week we will not be on home group because we have a phenomenal thing going on here. Victory Thon is right here.
Yes.
40 of our broadcasters.
Yes.
4 days all in one place. You don't want to miss it. Make sure you tune in. Not to mention, we learned something pretty doggone awesome on this program tonight. From now on, Jim Talbot, I'm calling you Chili. I just didn't want you to think I missed that. Hey, guys, thank you so much for watching. Thank you for your questions. This was phenomenal.
Yes.
And thank you for making this show what it is.
Amen.
Let us know what your comments are. Let us know what you'd like for us to talk about. We want to cover what you want to hear about. Until then, I want you all to know that we love you right in here.
Yes.
God loves you. That's the most important thing. And
Jesus is Lord.
We'll see you later. Don't forget to tune in on Victory Thon. See you in 2 weeks.